Uh-huh. Nice, we got a coin. Okay, we're on Lamed Bays. Lamed Gimel, thank you. We're on Lamed Gimel, Ahmed Aleph. Okay, about eight lines down. Tefillah. Tefillah, we said in the Mishnah, can be said B'chol Loshon. Okay. So it's Rachmi. Rachmi means it's like asking for Rachmi. You're beseeching Hashem. Rashi points out, it doesn't say Minayin. Well, where's the source, right? Because this is understood, right? Is Rachmi, he, right, therefore, kol heichi, any like, right, the boy that you would want, matzli, you can, matzli means in Aramaic, pray. Matzli means pray. So basically, however you want to pray, you pray. Let's just read Rashi. Tefillah, right? It's four lines down in the Rashi. Zikatani masnisin, that it taught in the Mishnah, b'chol loshon, lo tzurich kra, you don't need a posuk, deha rachmi ninhu, it's beseeching Hashem. Yeah, but how lishna, and that kind of language, diyoda, that he knows, l'chavin liboy, that he can connect to and have kavana, literally, he should daven. Now, back to the Gemara. The tefillah, this is like an introduction to Kasha, the tefillah b'chol loshon. And tefillah, is that true that you can say any loshon you want? Rama, Rav Yehuda, says Rav Yehuda, le'olam, a person should always, al yishal, al means don't, yishal, he should not ask Adam, a person, tzorachov, his needs, meaning that's why we daven for our needs, b'loshon aramis, you shouldn't daven in Aramaic. So we see, our Mishnah said b'chol loshon, right? That means even Aramaic. And what's the problem with Aramaic? The Omer Rebbe Yochanan, that Rebbe Yochanan said, sorry, Kolashol, anybody who asks Tzorachov his needs, Beloshen Arami in Aramaic, Ein Malachei Asharis, the angels, the ministering angels, Nizkokin Lo. They don't pay attention to him. Lufi, why? Why do they ignore him? She'ein Malachei Asharis, because the Malachei Asharis, right, they don't, Makirin, they don't recognize the Loshon Arami.
Arami is an exception, love
but true, but they should have said. They should have said, B'chol Loshon Chutz Mira Arami. Okay, so it ends at Lo Kasha. So he says, not a Kasha. Right, Harbi Yochid, that statement that Rav Yehuda said was talking about when a person's davening between him and his creator. When you're speaking to your creator, don't speak in Aramaic. Right? But...
Like Kaddish.
Ha, B'tzibur. Here is B'tzibur. But our Mishnah, which says that you can do it in B'chol Loshon, right, is talking about, yeah, when you're in a Tzibur. When you're in a Tzibur, it's different, because Rashi brings... I didn't get a chance to check this out, because I was busy. So Rashi brings that basically there's a pasuk that Hashem doesn't get disgusted from the tefillah of the tzibur. Yeah, but I seem to recall another point as well. I'm sorry, I didn't check it out. Is that when you're in a tzibur, the Hashem is with you, and as soon as Hashem is with you, you don't need an intermediary of the angels, and Hashem can apparently will accept a ramis loshen, but not the angels. I'd like to check that out, but. Anyway, but the point is, if you're in a tzibur, you can do, so that's why certain, like, for example, let's say if a person misses yukum porkon, right, which we say on Shabbos, right? So, and he's davening on his own, I'm not so sure if we should say it. Because he's... Okay, there you go. So anyway, so yeah, right, you said that you... Okay, good. So... You got to know who you're speaking to. Okay, but then we say, is that true though? For Ein Malachi Sharis, do the ministering angels, they're not Makirin Veloshin Arami? They're not, they don't recognize Aramaic? Batanya, we've got a Brisa. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, so he was the Kohen Gadol in the time of the second base of Mikdash. Shoma, he heard a Baskol, right? Some kind of heavenly voice, a Baskol. From the inner sanctuary of the base of Mikdash. And right, Shehu Oimer, that Shin Hu, that it said, so that this is a quote now. This is a quote of the Baskol. This is the Baskol speaking. Right. So Nitzchu, they conquered. Yeah, Talia means the youths. This was around the Hanukkah time, I think. Right? The Talia means youths, but it means the Kohanim who were in the army. Right? Yeah, to Ozlu, that they went. Dalid is a prefix. Azlu means they went. La'agocha means to make to make war. Right? Well, to fight. Krova means a war. The verb is la'agocha means to fight. Krova means a war. La'antuchia is a place. I suppose maybe it's around Greece or something. I don't know wherever it was. La'antuchia is a place. Okay, right? And Shuv Maisa, and there was further, right?
Still the quote.
Well, the government is going to speak out the point. You'll see. Veshuv Maisa, and there was another incident. Yeah, Veshimon HaTzadik. With Shimon HaTzadik, right, he was also a Kohen Gadol. Yeah, Sheshoma Baskol. He heard a Baskol. Mibeis Kodshi HaGadoshim. And from the Kodshi HaGadoshim. Also, that's where if you want to hear a Baskol, it's got to, where you got to go. You can only really do it if you're a Kohen Gadol. But, so, Shehu Oimer, it says, so this is a quote again. So this is what the Baskol is saying, yeah? Batilas, it became annulled. Avidta. This is the Avidta, Rashi says it's like kind of the army. The army, right? The Omar, that he said, the Sina. Sina means the hate, but he means the hated one. The hated one said, basically the army that was sent by the hated one, La'isa means to bring. Al Heichel, right? Heichel, right? The Heichel of the base of Mikdash, on the base he wanted to bring against the sanctuary. Venerag, but Baruch Hashem, Venerag, he was killed. Gaskalgas, the evil Gaskalgas, the Melech of Yavon, right? And there, because he was dead, right? Ubotlu Gezerosov, they annulled his Gezera. They said, you know what? Let's not attack the Heichel, and so they let go. Okay, so these are two stories, one with Yochanan Kohen Gadol and one with Shimon HaTzadik. And says the Gemara, I didn't finish. The Kosvu, now, they wrote down when Shimon HaTzadik said, you know what, this is what I heard, you know, this guy died, and they got the bottle of Zera. They said, let's write the time that he kind of said this, he kind of pure said this was going to happen. Oysa Shah, they wrote down that time, V'chivnu. And they found out it was Mechavin, it was exactly at that time, at 5:53 on Tuesday, right? Last week, yeah, the king of Greece died, and they were Mavotel Gzeira, so he got it right. Now, and here's the point, Gil, which you're waiting for. Uba Loshan Arami, Haya Oimer, right? And this Baskol was speaking Aramaic. So if you tell me that angels don't know Aramaic, the Baskol, the Gemara seems to understand, is proclaimed by an angel. It's not from Hashem directly. So you see, the angels do know Lashon HaKodesh, Kasha,
Arami.
Thank you.
I
do. No, there's a machlokes over here. We say if we could, there's a principle called the Torah lav b'shamayim hi. The Torah is not in Shemaim, that we don't really care what they pass in Shemaim, because Hashem gave us over the power that we should actually rule ourselves. So that's in a halachic sense, but we definitely do take notes of Baskols.
Up to the point where we have,
yeah, because that's the rules Hashem set up, right?
So what are we really
no, this is just this is just events, current events for the Kohen Gadol. Yeah, you know, they didn't have like you can look on your news app, so you had to look, you know what I mean, you have to wait on the bus call. Okay, did anyone hear the bus call? Yeah, you know,
inside source.
Yeah, very nice. Beautiful. Okay. Oh, so that the kasha is, though, we see the Malachi Ashari seem to understand Aramis, to answer the Gemara, two answers. Ibai Seima, one answer is Baskol Shiny. The Baskol is not your normal kind of angel. It's a very special position, right? Dila Ashmui, because it's to make known Avida. That's its job. If you want to be part, if you want to apply for being the angel that gives out the pass call, therefore you have to go against your nature, or you have to, you know, go on a special course and learn Aramit. Okay, that's one answer. V-bias Aimer, or alternatively, we could tell you, Aimer, you know, it wasn't any old angel over here, it was Gabriel. Right, and Gabriel, we know, which is a Gemara coming up, but it was Gabriel. De Omar, Mar, that Mar says, right, so this was famous, right, that Yosef Atzadik didn't know, in order to speak to Paro, you had to speak the 70 languages or whatever, so, and Yosef didn't know them, and then Gabriel came and taught Yosef 70 languages. This is a Gemara coming up later on. And anyway, but so Gabriel apparently was different. He, you know, he's not your normal angel either. And he was able, he was a linguistic angel. And yes, yeah. And he's a bit destructive as well. It's interesting, goes together, you know what I mean? You want to tell the people you're about to destroy so they should understand, yeah, why. Yeah, Bar Gabriel, Valimdo. So it came Gabriel, Valimdo, and he taught him Shivim Loshan. He taught Yosef Atzadik Shivim 70 Loshan languages. Now, Berchus Amazon. Okay. Tichsib, it says Berchus Amazon. Right, then we know that can be in Loshan Kodesh. Also, this doesn't, Rashi points out, there's a bit of a whatever if you, because this is a Torah thing over here. It doesn't say Minayin. It says, but a whole to the Savata, right? We said this is benching, right? You should eat and you should be satiated and you should bless Es Hashem Elokecha. You're Hashem, you're God, right? And it says, "Bechol loshon she'atam evarech," in any loshon that you bless. And we don't stipulate. Rashi said this reminds us of Yisrael Kabur over here, because it sounds like from what Rashi is saying, by the fact that it doesn't stipulate that you have to say it loshon kodesh, then you can do it in any loshon, because then you can never, you can bless nicely. Okay, next one. Right, the last two. We're on the last two that could be said. B'chol Loshon Shavuos Eidos. If a person makes a Shavuos Eidos, which will right, Dichsiv, V'Nefesh. So Nefesh means a person. Ki Sechata. Sorry, when he will sin, V'Shoma, and he will hear, Koil, the voice of an Allah, of an oath. Meaning, someone's trying to make him make an oath that he witnessed something and that he should testify. And he denied it. And then he does tshuva, and then he brings a korban. Right? But it says over here that the person is, right, so it says over here, b'chol loshon shu shamas. It's got to be in a loshon that he hears. Basically, someone's going up to him and says, hey, listen, will you, you know, you saw that, I need you to go and testify me at Beis Din. And the person says, no, I don't know what it is. I'll make you a shvut, you'll make a mashbir you. That you're going to go and give me testify for me, right? So he has to understand that, because it says v'shoma kol al. Let's look at Rashi, because this is actually okay. B'chol shoma, you're right. It's about like seven lines up. V'shoma midlokasiv, because it doesn't write v'hishbiu. Right, this was around what Yisrael was talking about yesterday, the subject, right? It didn't say Vihishbiu, right? But Allah, right? It didn't say this is, you know, just make him do a Shavuah. You don't really care what if he understands or not. But he could have said that, so we see that he has to understand. Now, the last one, okay. Shavuah's a Pikadon. What about Shavuah's a Pikadon? Right, Shavuah's a Pikadon also, that means he says, listen, I deposited something by you, give me my thing back, and he says, what are you talking about, I don't have it, and he says, I'm making you Shavuah that you have my thing, and he says, he denies it, and then he does Tshuva. So Asya, it comes, right, Asya means comes, mean in a limited kind of sense, Sechata, because it says Sechata in Shavuah's a Pikadon, it also says Sechata, but Shavuah's a Eidos, I think it actually kind of said close together, right? Shavuos Eidos, basically we learn it through a Gezeira Shavah, just as we know, we just established that Shavuos Eidos has to be in B'chol Loshon, because it says Shoma, so too the Shavuos Eidos. Are we going to stop here? I think we'll just stop here. This is easy. People are going to go through this in about 2 minutes though. Let's do it. We'll take it easy today.